Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the D. Whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Poetic Energy herself.
Bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow. Weekly featured guests and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves
live.
At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, what's up, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You are tuning in to yet another Thursday night open mic hive, and we bring it to you live at 9 here on the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy, and soon-to-be co-host, Stevie G. All right, we definitely have we're looking forward to a wonderful show this evening, like we do all the time. We wait for the poets to fall through and come and share their voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. And as we do at each open mic, we share with you different tracks that various artists in here. So we have to keep them in rotation. So we're going to mix it up a little bit for you tonight with some music and, of course, some tracks from various artists, because I must keep my artists, in rotation, because we're trying to do something here showing our artists some love. So, a lot of poets have hit me up and said that they were going to fall through this evening. So we're just going to highly anticipate their presence. But in the meantime, we're going to get it popping off in here. And I'm going to start it off with one of my sister's friends of the show, one of her tracks, Miss Iveria Swore. And this is her track entitled Who Is There? So we're going to get it popping off with that. And we will be back, right back after that, with some poetry.
Mama, say who's there? She utters with glee. Knock, knock. Torn apart from the stresses of the day, pupils roll in annoyance. Desperate plea, begging heaven to let this child sit her ass on the royal blue seats. Observations riding the bus home. Exhaustion finds its home as coughs to loosen phlegm. Unnerving satisfaction in every blink of eyelids, purposely seeping into relaxation. Did she believe she could absolve of her title and legs spread, enjoying a nut she inadvertently asks God for a child? Plagues unleashed to the futures, demons to be cast out later, simply avoidable had she entertained her daughter. Sparks fly when female friends' lips pucker to dribble gossip upon experience of the day or what's hot in the hood. Pray someone will distract the seed. Mama ain't geared to nurse the spirit the moment God began recording transgressions. Torn apart from the stresses of the day, she was reluctant to engage a daughter with a spoonful of time. I'm sure I just observed it wrong on this night while riding the bus home. Mama, excuse me, Mama. No challenge too big, her mother appearing to be awake. Mama, knock, knock.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. It's your girl, Poet and Energy, bringing it to you live at 9 at yet another Thursday night open mic hive. And that was Miss Iveria Swore with Who Is There? Like we say, we always will support our artists. We have very many people who are in support of the show, and we definitely give them the platform to share their voices here. Even if they're not present, we will definitely keep them in rotation. So we're going to keep the show going. I see that my co-host has arrived in the building, so I'm just going to connect him right on in and welcome him. welcome, Stevie G. How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Poetic E. How you this night?
I'm doing great. Glad to hear your voice.
Same to you, dear. You feeling good this week?
Pretty good. I can't complain. All right. I want to just very quickly just let everybody know, you know, the number to call in is 917-932-8881. I see we have some people holding it down on the switchboard with us, so please select option one to be heard, and we will definitely connect you right on in. I see a few people from the 734 area and 313 Detroit and the Michigan area is representing tonight. So, you know, you want to be heard, we're ready to connect you in. So remember to select option one when you're ready. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. We have, like I said, several tracks from newer tracks sent in by some of our artists and some of the friends to the show. So we're definitely going to keep them in rotation and definitely get on the bandwagon with some more poetry here. I'm going to play another track by one of my favorite neo-soul artists, and that is Mr. Hakeem Crampton. We have so many people loving and really jiving to that, you know, that Who Am I piece. So I'm just going to play that because I love that piece myself. So here we go, y'all.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases.
I
move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree. The universe writes my history through the signs and symbols of the stars, casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me.
Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon bows low for my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star. And yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source.
Who am I?
Of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
the life germ that grows.
Who am
grows
I?
Under my spell.
Who am I?
Who am I? I am the season of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the hurricane in the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land.
Who am I?
And yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
Yeah, Detroit! That was Mr. Hakeem Crampton, all the way from the Michigan area, Lansing, Michigan area, with Who Am I? That piece right there. Whew, we had so much love in the chat room for that piece, so I definitely have to play it again, and we definitely will keep that in rotation. And we got a couple of people that requested it, especially on our spoken word billboard and afternoon radio. Afternoon radio mix on Friday, so we definitely love that brother and his, you know, what he's doing out there. But we're gonna keep the show going here, and we are going to, I guess I'll get it started with a little short piece here from my piece. From my book, God's Inner Peace, and. This piece is entitled Finding Inner Peace. To find inner peace, you have to release the memories, the pains, and the ridicules of the past. Because these past circumstances are stripping your soul of its life, tossing and turning all through the night. While humiliation, anger, regret, mistakes, and instigating insanity in your life. Release yourself from mental imprisonment so that you can find your path to freedom. And engage in the peace that you have been so desperately searching and longing for. And upon your confrontation with peace, it will be then you will discover the greatest truth of peace and freedom. And that is, they are parallel in power for a short time without either of them. You pay a cost and become lost. But eventually, your eyes become open, and now, thanks to truth, you will no longer wander as a lost soul stripped of all traces of inner peace, because truth was shadowing as an interface to let you know that it was always there. But the rainy days and the fog from the lowering clouds made vision unclear and had you wondering and asking the question, where? Therefore, you could not walk and chose not to see the freedom and peace that always resided in thee. And that's my piece, Finding Inner Peace. Use a lot of metaphors in that for people to understand that, you know, we walk daily in our lives, and we allow things and everything in our everyday life to strip us of our inner peace. And I kind of wanted to write that piece just because of that. All right. We are definitely going to keep the show going here, Detroit. And we are going to connect in, caller from the 313 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Good afternoon and good evening. This is Hakeem.
What's up, Hakeem?
Hey, Hakeem, how are you?
I had to tune in and check you out. I happened to tune in at the same time I heard the track, Who Am I, and was surprised.
Yeah.
I'm
you're
so
getting
grateful.
A lot of love
from
that piece for sure.
I appreciate it. It's a track that I love. It's one of my favorite tracks on my CD.
All right. So what you gonna do for us?
I do a little something for y'all. I'm on the highway right now, on my way back to Michigan, and you know how I do. I freestyle a lot, and so I do a piece for y'all real quick.
Okay.
I'm traveling in time, searching for myself. In discovery of myself, I witnessed the visions of life. Birds chirping, speaking in dialects in which I understand. As I see the visions of the earth, sometimes the sun setting, sometimes it rises. As it rises, it speaks. Everything in earth and nature, it speaks. It speaks to me, so therefore I allow it to speak through me. As I allow it to speak through me, I allow it to speak the wind blowing speech, the gestures of the animals, the winds that speak through me, they speak the words of peace. They speak the words of that which is deep within my soul, searching for the mesmerizing peace that only I can envision. As I see the leaves falling from the trees in the fall, and as I see the rain trickling from the ceiling fans that blow inside my soul, I can only witness that speech that is inside myself. So I speak through nature. I speak through me. They speak through me. Nature speaks through me. As the thunder claps, it is my voice reaching out to the earth, speaking in tones and death tones. Even the silence as it breathes its life, it still speaks through me. And so I utter words poetically inspired, freestyle as I cruise through I-94, crossing through Indiana, searching back to get back to Michigan, listening to the nightfall as it whispers in my ear, chanting and whispering me to speak words poetically inspired, playing the song Who Am I on a Poetic Energy radio show, thinking inside myself that which can only grasp the reality and roots of myself, deep down into the earth, the soil that stretch forth, the seeds that give birth, and they give birth to speech. And here I am, spoken flow poetry, speaking right now on time, traveling back in time, traveling forward in time. Time always ceases for me, so I am surrounded by time. Time stops for me, and yet sometimes time pushes me forward. Time takes me backwards, and as I am trapped in time, I must move myself forward in time, listening to the birds speak, listening to the wind speak, listening to the earth and heaven speak. They all speak through me. Spoken flow poetry, that is me, Hakeem.
Yes, sir. Wow, we so appreciate you, Brother Hakeem, calling in and sharing freestyling for us on the mic, doing what you do. So
appreciate
that.
Brother, speak that shit. Speak it.
I appreciate y'all listening.
All right, thank you so much, brother. I know you're on the road, so I don't want to, keep you from being focused on the road. But thank you so much for calling in. We definitely appreciate your work and all that you do.
And I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Brought a lot of energy to the mic tonight, bro. A lot of energy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. That was Brother Hakeem Crampton on the mic representing the Lansing, Michigan area. All right. Freestyling for us on the road. All right. Yes. And definitely the brother that we just played his track, Who Am I? Definitely. We felt that piece. We are just going to keep the show going here. Detroit, we have so many other artists that we want to keep in rotation here as well. And we're going to do this. This is another brother from the Michigan area, Brother Key Air, and we're going to play his piece, She.
Thank you. love surrounds her chocolate-covered man. Her love surrounds her chocolate-covered children. She loves them, and they taste sweet, like dark chocolate from the Virgin Islands. Sweet like dark chocolate from Africa. That raises the level of endorphins. That raises the level of adrenaline. Her man, her children, they make her high. Like a person on top of the Eiffel Tower. Like a man witnessing the birth of his firstborn son. Until I run into thee, she, the one perfect for me. She, the one who's caring, loving, and sweet to me. The one who flows with me. Who will work with me to build a better life for we. With very little strife, she, whose sun's rays drip warm love all over me, to be able to see clearly through rose and yellow tinted glasses, where I now can see clearly for millions of miles and understand truly, fully my purpose. For you bring clarity of thought, for you were sent to me to strengthen me. The ground on which my house stands, able to withstand stormy weathers, hurricanes, and tornadoes. You, she, strengthens me incredibly, helping me to be better today than yesterday, better next year than yesteryear. Men know to respect her, men know to protect her, for she respects herself. She is a lady, not slick or shady, not loose as a goose. She respects her man. She can stand up to fire, for she is not a liar. Calculus, integration, differentiation. I sought after an equation by which I could plot the graph of your physical dimensions on X, Y, and Z planes of space. But there was no trace, no equation that I could find to describe your physical beauty. But I must start at the origin of your inner beauty, beautiful, inside and out. The best, I know that I am blessed, for I can have my cake and eat it too, for you are ripe as sweet honeydew. Your love keeps me from feeling blue. Your love, your energy surrounds me, comforts me, hopefully throughout eternity, for you allow me to be what I was created to be, satisfied with me, not trying to change me into your image, your likeness of what you want me to be, but flowing with me, helping me to be at peace, at rest. Your chest pulls the stress from my head and replaces it with warm, glowing love that drips all over me like honey. She, the one perfect for me. Are you?
All right, welcome back, Detroit. That was nice and smooth by Mr. Kier with She. Real smooth track.
Nice,
great.
Remember that? Nice and smooth.
What?
And funky.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that, you know, that's one of my favorite tracks of his. She, you know, got, you know, beautiful, beautiful tone to it. But we so appreciate him sending that into our show so that we can keep it in rotation. All right, we are going to take the next caller here on the line. Call from the 313 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, how you doing? Hello?
Hi. What do we have on the air?
Hi, my name is Tiffany Danielle. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, Tiffany. It's a pleasure to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. First time listener and caller.
What's up, Tiffany?
That's
I'm all right. I'm glad to be able to call in and try to get on the open mic tonight if possible.
Go and do your thing, girl.
You have the mic. The floor is yours.
Okay. Just a little rap slash neo soul type of song I wrote. It's a cappella. It's called Issues. It's go a little something like. Why I have so much to say. So my soul consumed the hurt and sorrow. And nothing but hate shattered the love to shield it away. Why did sunshine in a happy day when tears fall constantly like rain? Not about you, but within, no reason to live in this heartless world, hell on earth. And the devil is your best friend, a death which is now the mission of life, dreams of love, visions of murder, but not of someone else. But of thyself makes you wonder, not me though. It doesn't even save me. It doesn't even save me. So I was left to the midnight hour when you walk the streets singing the May Night Bullets. But it doesn't even save me. Having visions of life and death, corruption, destruction, till there's nothing left. But it doesn't even save me. So I was left to that midnight hour. You walk the street singing them late night horrors. So many people dying while my loved ones crying over the loss of the dawn. But they fear keeps on going strong. Sitting at the table smoking a blunt with one of my niggas. Next morning I wake up here, got caught by 9mm trigger. In my city, state, and town, and silent murders go all around. Gambling with niggas like you best believe you gonna pay that sacrifice. Cause at the crossroads, it's either life or death. Which one would you choose? So I was left to the midnight hour when you walk the streets singing the late night horrors. But it doesn't even save me. Having visions of life and death, corruption, destruction, till there's nothing left. But it doesn't even save me. No. That's about it.
Okay. Yep, baby. Good. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for gracing our show this evening. And
I said thank you for giving me the time and opportunity to. I'm glad you appreciate it.
Sang it.
I just wrote that a few weeks ago. Still a little rusty, but I wanted to try it out to get an opinion from everybody to see what they think. So,
you did your thing, young lady, and we certainly welcome you back anytime to grace the mic here on the Poetic Energy Network station, and that's for real.
Thank you so much. I will be tuning in. What is your next open mic day scheduled for? I don't know, yo. This is my first time calling. My aunt gave me this information to call to check out the station and all that.
We have two open mics. We have one on Wednesday, which is our erotic segment, hosted by Miss Strong Island. Then we have the Thursday night open mic hype, of course, which is hosted by myself and Mr. CBG. So you're welcome to attend either one of those open mics.
Okay.
The Wednesday night starts at 10, though.
Wednesday night starts at 10, and then Thursday night starts from 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, I will keep that in mind. And anytime, I will be calling y'all back. You'll be hearing from me.
All right. Thanks. The D is representing me tonight. Thank you so much. All right. We will definitely keep the show going here. We're going to take our next call in. Thank you so much, Tiffany. You did well, young lady, and please do come back.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
All right, we're going to take the next caller. caller from the 216 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hola, Deji, all around queen.
Hi, queen. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Let's have a little cold. I'm not even a cold. It's some type of virus that I don't know what it is. It's giving me the blues. So
well,
I'm
praying for your strength.
So thank you. My voice is gone. I don't have much of a voice anyway, but I'm going to read this poem. You know, I think this is my first time reading or maybe my second time reading on here. And I wanted to just put something on your program because I never get to
okay.
catch it. It's called Waiting. Seems as if I have waited in line or on the phone on hold where blatant disrespect is shown. No longer fast service to show courteous appreciation. Just wait, 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 without consideration. Take a number, life is what this is. Waiting for something or anything or nothing. Waiting for the other shoe to drop. Waiting to see, waiting to hear. No longer is waiting a pastime. Waiting is all the time. Take a number. Do not have a seat. Just wait. Stress high. I no longer know what I'm waiting for in this waiting game. When I get to the front of the line, the well has run dry, or there's a sign on the desk saying out to lunch. My life is a take a number life. I have no reason to wait anymore. There's no weight left in me. The other shoe has fallen. The line is much too long. Time is up and the building's closed, and now my time has come. I get on the line to talk with God. He asked me what I did while here. I waited. I exclaimed, I waited. I waited to be born, and I waited in line to die. But most of all, I waited on Christmas every year. Hello? We are transferring your call. Hello? Someone will be with you shortly. All of our representatives are busy helping other customers. Your wait time should be approximately 20 minutes. Hello? Hello? God, can you hear me? I waited. Hello, I was next. The end poem.
That it?
Yep.
All right. That was
all right. We just wanted to make sure. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, dear sister, for sharing that piece. You expressed it with such conviction, and we so appreciate you for sharing your voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. I always see you come by.
Yeah, I come by
know,
and listen sometimes, and
yeah,
I never got a chance to. I think I got a chance to call
come
you.
Come by and spit more.
Okay, well that you can find that one on my. My poetry soup is one word, and you can find a list
okay.
of my poems there. And I'll put the name that my poems are under in the chat room. And also,
okay.
you can find me in, under the name I'm putting in the chat room.
Okay, all right. Fellowship. We love fellowship, so definitely plug your information in so we can fellowship.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. With our sister. I'm not
going to
chop your name up.
I gave it to you phonetically. I gave it to you phonetically. Hola.
Imagine, right?
Hola. And then just say day.
Hola,
G. No. Are you putting too many syllables in? It's just hola, day, G.
Hola,
hola
day.
Hola, day.
G.
I like that.
I
okay.
say it.
Thank you.
All right, sister, we so appreciate you. And we are definitely going to keep the show rolling here. That
yes.
was our dear sister with her piece, Waiting. I love that piece. It was, you know, she delivered it with such conviction. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, we got to keep the show going. And you know how we do, we got to mix it up a little bit so we can get some tracks in, get some music in, get some vocalists in, and perhaps even some comedians. You never know. But without further ado, I am going to put this young lady. She's not a spoken word artist, but she is an artist, to say the least. And she, we definitely love. She's all the way from Texas. Her name is Isis, and this is her track, Million Dollar Chick. So it's a hip hop, you know, artist. So we're definitely gonna give her some play in the on the Poetic Energy Network station. So after that, we'll be back with some more poetry.
On this outfit fits me so well, the reason I put it on. Oh well, those other females look worth y'all sleeping on. Something like a silky soft sheet that I'm sleeping on. I'm versatile and way beyond. Yelling out made a Nubian. What we got Peruvian? I ain't got shit to prove to them. Sexy ladies off in the club, my music moving them. Chill out, chick, your dude looking broke, so you know I ain't keeping him. Chick, I'm worth a million. Diamonds in my emblem. Go ahead, call the ambulance. My flow so thick, I'm rambling. Niggas, I go hand with them. Hood bitches, I ride with them. But I ain't ready to die for them. I'm just sitting on this cushion, looking fly with my cousin them. My sister rolling push, I do my push-ups, I'm as strong as them. I'm on Interstate 10, a quarter past 10. I'm the realest chick you ever heard. Play that hood again.
I'm a million-dollar chick.
That they asking. I'm a lady in the streets, but behind closed doors, I'm action. I make them dudes lose their mind, that's what's happening. Get drunk and start tripping, get jealous and start acting. Out of control, like my goodies are made of platinum. Diamonds and gold, they fall in love with the package. I'm the truth, you are the hoes, it's just ratchet. Sounding like hookers and prostitutes rapping. I'm a lyricist, what the business is, what they want is something different, rent, and I'm giving it.
I'm a million dollar chick with a million dollar mind. A million dollar chick that'll make it all shine. A million dollar chick with a million dollar boy. A million dollar chick, and I leave you no choice. I'm a million dollar chick with a million dollar mind. A million dollar chick.
Detroit, welcome back. You are tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and we're bringing you live yet another Thursday night open mic night. Hi, with your host, Poetic Energy, and Stevie G. That was Miss Isis all the way from Texas with Million Dollar Chick. We thank you. Thank her for having that track here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We have one more poet. You know, we have to do it, you know, because I promised our poets, and what better time to do it than in the open mic night. Just a quick reminder, all of you that are hanging out with me on the switchboard, I see you. But in order for you to speak, you have to select option one, and I will gladly connect you in. We're going to play one more track with one of our spoken word artists, and then I'll come back with another piece myself. All right, this is another spoken word artist, Miss Bessie Hughes with I Love Her.
I love her. I am a woman who loves a woman. I love this one woman, and her name speaks to me through the softest of lips.
Baby, I love you.
I love you. I see in her what she sees in me.
I see you, baby.
My shining star. Her body is what I need. Every note in music cries when she hits her peak. Like the world, she glows while she's submerged in sheets.
Can you feel
I love
me?
To look at her. Don't want to talk anymore when she's in front of me. From the curl of her lips when she smiles,
kiss me,
to the sway of her thighs defined,
touch me.
I can't help but to watch her. I mean her sensuous beauty.
I see.
I am attracted. And damn, she haunts my dreams. My eyes are tracing the small of her back on down curvy thick hips looking sweet and wide. The look in her eyes smile warmly at me. I just realized I am in love.
I'm in love with you.
She speaks to me lovingly, even when nothing is said. I am addicted to her. My beautiful opium dream
come to me.
Makes even nightmares sweet. And I'll wait any time and any place for her to feel like I am who she needs.
Anytime.
She is my heart's song, and as violins play to her melody, I dance to the rhythm of her love while notes beat against our skin.
Touch me.
She stands in front of mirrors and is never hung up on vanity, but recognizes self-love and she appreciates her worth. And watches the mirror reflect the body of this divine lady. I love knowing this is how she feels, because she feels what I feel and she sees what I see. And I am her and she is me. And together we love and will die complete. Not narcissist love, but a woman's mind, body, and soul realize my opium dream is me. And with her, I am satisfied. The lesbian in me honors her verbally, loves her emotionally, respects her mentally. And physically, there's no hesitation to what good I'm capable of giving her.
I mean me.
The woman whose affirmation is to love indefinitely, respects her mind's creativity. I love her because she is four times the lady. My queen and my light who stays at my side, never strays and leaves me broken. She is my beacon. And hope floats off her touch, a true soldier to love in our life's long bond.
My beacon.
And with every fiber of my being,
I
love her with all that is in me.
I love you, baby.
All right, Detroit.
That piece
wow,
was awesome.
That was a nice track.
That was an awesome track. Right there. I loved it.
Yes, Miss Betsy Hughes with I Love Her. And if you didn't get, you know, what she was trying to say, you know, she was just talking about the woman, you know, within herself. You know, it's just a beautiful, beautiful piece. And I'm glad to share it with you here on the Poetic Energy Network station. All right, we are going to take the next call, and then we're going to have my co-host follow that person. All right. Call the first 631 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CVG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, everybody. It's Strong Island.
Hey, Miss Strong Island.
Everybody
we
doing?
Got to introduce her.
I'm actually going to do. I'm actually going to do a piece I did a little before, but it's more fitting for today, called Anniversary Number 2.
Okay.
And the piece goes like this. It is crazy how you are, right behind the first one. We planned to take a trip. We didn't know how, where, but why was known. It was our anniversary, a celebration of our unity, togetherness for eternity. So we thought, because of you and me being grown with little holes to stop our flow, a celebration of love, lust, and all that good stuff. Smiling uncontrollably, cause of the love we share, the child we have, the family we united as one, it's all the thoughts we shared as we prepared to go on our way, right back to the place we declared our getaway. No disturbances, no family, just me and you, getting to know each other over and over again. We just knew this day was coming, but surprise is now on my face. I was spending just like the others, with thoughts, wishes, and pictures of us too, knowing if you could, you would be laying right next to me, holding me like you once did, giving me what a man should, smiling with happiness in my heart, because now new love will keep me healing from this loss. Happy anniversary, as I sing, giving praise to the Lord above for blessing me with you at all, and that is my peace. Thank you.
Hey, E.
I purposely wanted to read that today since it is my anniversary. It would have been 12 years I was married. So I just thought I'd come on the show and share it with you.
Hey, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful. We gotta record that. You know, it sounds like the guy that says, let's get ready to rumble. We got to do that on Strong Island Show.
Yeah, that would be a great idea.
Well, I'm not going to hold the line. I want everybody else to get a chance. But thank you, everyone.
All right. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 803 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetiki and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Boogie.
Boogie!
Hey. Hey,
what's going on, my brother and my sister? What's happening?
What it do, girl? What it do?
I can't call it.
You gonna bring the noise tonight?
I can bring a little something. I think you might like it.
All right, bring the noise. Go ahead and do you.
This is entitled "He Told Me."
He told me.
He told me.
All right.
I ain't tell you nothing. Go ahead.
He told me that he served many purposes, from removing a splinter to me scraping his skin so that I can have hot chocolate in the winter. He told me that his mission would not be complete unless he has put all of my toys out of commission. He told me that the rationale behind his sweet talk is to put his stride in my walk. He told me that whether I can sit still or not, his intention is to form a 26-letter spot. He told me that he likes to savor my nectar with ice. A splash of honey or simply room temperature is just as nice. He told me that before he caresses my lips, he prefers to eat first and gain strength for his sensual trip. He told me that even though he knows I thoroughly enjoy the way he is hung, I am the reason, however, why he has a tongue. He told me the mystery in his strokes is for me to always have some delicious history. He told me that he would propose with foreplay to my distractions, marry me, and change my first name to Total, my last name, Satisfaction. He told me that my screams will give a boost to his self-esteem. He told me that he does not make love. He creates intimate art. With my body as the canvas, He can design a soulful tapestry for a jump start. He told me that if I don't believe, open up my mind and get ready to receive. He told me. That's that piece.
All right. Hey, Boogie.
Yes.
I'm glad you remember what I told you.
What the piss is ever?
That was beautiful. That was hot. That was on point, girl. As usual.
Yes, as usual. We are not surprised.
I try to mix it up, you know. I try to.
We love you, lady.
Yeah, I love y'all too. You know, I try to mix it up.
All right. Yeah, you mix it up well, sister. That's all I got to say.
Why are you in the chat room tonight?
I'm in my bed, so I decided to reach over and get one of my volumes and pick out one, and this was the one I picked up. So I decided to call y'all and read it before I went to sleep.
Oh, well, you did it. Because
you know I had to get up old dark 30.
Okay. Believe me, I understand that.
Yeah. I just wanted to share. Y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Thank you for blessing us one more again.
All right. Keep it light. Bye-bye.
All right. That was the Boogie on the Holding Down in the Mic tonight. She was in her bed, y'all, and she said she just had to call in and share. One of our show favorites and dear friends and sisters. We so appreciate her for definitely showing some love to the show this evening. Well, y'all, my co-host got something to say, so I'm going to let him have the mic and the flow. Stevie G, do your thing.
First of all, I'm going to apologize to my girl over there, Strong, because I didn't come to the show last night. I'm just going to tell you the truth. I'm old. I forgot. I forgot she had a show on. So I told her, I gave her a way to reach me, to remind me, because, you know, I need a little push every once in a while. But I hope she's staying. All right, let me get to my piece. My piece is called It Occurred to Me. It occurred to me this morning while thinking, love is here now, but could be gone in an inkling. That God will bless me with a woman so sweet, just gorgeous, every man's eye treat. A woman that could teach me more on how to be a man, to be patient, to trust, and to understand. It occurred to me as I scrolled back through the decades how life could be such a stifling maze, how learning from lessons have paid off, how a woman's touch can be so soft, how dreams can be lost and cause regret, how amazing the mind is not to let us forget. It occurred to me, my children, God's greatest gift to me, that I adore completely, that have started new family in the replica of me. They will endure more and see more than I had to see. Precious they are in this cold, cold world, two strong boys and two beautiful girls. As they grow older, they know not what they face. This world is not sugary and not lace. It occurred to me that my God has a place for me, a place I won't regret to be. He'll place a woman in my life to share his blessings, my heart, and his breath of air. He's watching as I write these lines. He's been watching all the time, guiding me through the storms of life. When blinded, he has been my sight. It occurred to me, God has always been by my side, with me, loving me, and guiding me. And that's my piece.
Stevie G, that was so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank
was
you.
Mr. Stevie G bringing it live.
Detroit side. Only thing, I'm in the New York side.
Yes. Yes. That's awesome how technology allows for you to do things like in, you can be in two different places and still accomplish something.
That's
true. In New York and me.
Blessing that we have, technology that we have, isn't it?
Yes, yes. All right, Detroit has been representing tonight, though, you know, which is a good thing.
Detroit always represents. You on here every night
yeah.
that you on, you represent. Don't you?
Well, actually, I'm not in Detroit, but yeah, you know, yeah, but we rep in Detroit, though, anyway. Don't matter. But all right, all right, all right. We're going to keep the show going here, and we have yet another. After you guys on, again, I'm going to just remind you very quickly that if you wish to be heard, please select option one. I see you hanging out with me on the switchboard there. Just want to send a shout-out to everyone in the chat room. Thank you so much for hanging in. Hang out with us this evening and just enjoying yourself with a little bit of poetry, y'all. But we're going to keep the show going here like we need to. And I am going to play another track by another spoken word artist. How about that? What do you say about that?
Is that a word?
Alrighty, we are going to play K.O. with Feel Me.
Yeah, I bring tracks of life just like T.E. Been trying the power since P.E. Hit the block on my own just like B.G. Representing the E by the way of the D.E.
I'm Imperial, my style is like the game of chess. I get it in, do my job, then clean up the mess. I'm like a super sponge, cause I absorb the stress, then give it back to you like the milk from a breast. I'm the center of a circle, you can call me Crest. Opposite of know it, in the terms call me yes. Like fruit pick from a tree, you can call me fresh. And like top of the line weed, you can call me cess. You can call me better than, or you can call me best. You can call me more than likely, never call me less. I be the truth be told, you can play the guest. I be the home team, I said you can play the guest. You're just a freaking bird, I rule the whole nest. I'm the pesticide, why you be the freaking pest? I'm the head man, yeah, sitting at the desk. You can be the dead man, and peace, I hope you rest.
I bring tracks to life just like T.E. Been trying the power since P.E. Hit the block on my own just like B.G. Representing the ink by the way of the D.E.T. I bring tracks to life just like T.E. Been trying the power since P.E. Hit the block on my own just like B.G. Representing the ink by the way of the D.E.T.
Lyrically able to bring your bones through your flesh. Press with the skills and the know-how to be the best. See the rest, scared of many draws at my approach. When I'm done hitting the blunt, I'ma flick it with the roach. Oh, you still lit? Well, somebody put out the fire. Cause I be a nigga trying to get richer than prior. I'm not a liar, I'm bringing my dogs, yes indeed. Writing tracks so hot till our pens start to bleed. Black your chest with the ammo that I release. No matter how hard you decrease the physical, mental increase. Like a beast, and listen, but pay attention to context. And fuck you, million and one MCs in the line of rhyme next. With watered down issues and bullshit concepts. Cause KB ticking and licking, it's like a time mess. Feel the sound till you catch a fucking climax. It must be time for this missile, cause nigga, I'm next.
I bring tracks to life just like T.E. Been trying the power since P.E. Hit the block on my own just like B.G. Representing the ink by the way of the D.E.T. I bring tracks to life just like T.E. Been fighting the power since P.E. Hit the block on my own just like B.G. Representing the ink by the way of the D.E.T.
Yeah, who want it? We give it, deliver it constantly. Stay in the booth with the booth. We the truth. Cook you like goose, show you loose from the AK juice. Back up before we act up. These lyrics don't psych up. We gon' terrorize you niggas with this roster. They tryna get rid of steady, that's impossible. I'm a veteran at this game, that's so logical. Y'all better follow my lead or get that back home. We stay changing the game, just like new clothes. We be banging on the block with them new toys. Y'all ain't real rappers, y'all just make noise. We them boys platoon, and we can't lose.
I bring tracks to life, just like TE. Been fighting the power since PE. Hit the block on my own, just like BG. Representing the ink by the way of the DET. I bring tracks to life, just like GE. Been fighting the power since PE. Hit the block on my own, just like BG. Representing the ink by the way of the DET.
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Poetic E and Stevie G. That was Mr. K.O. with his track, Feel Me. I need to stand corrected. He is a lyricist. That's still, you know, a form of poet, spoken word, artist, however you want to call it. But nonetheless, we are so excited. I just want to just quickly mention to you guys that there's a reason why we're playing so many people's tracks, keeping it in rotation, because we definitely are building a spoken word billboard chart here on the Poetic Energy Network station, and we usually keep them in heavy rotation on Friday afternoons at 3 o'clock here on the show. So any artist that wants to get yourself in rotation, feel free to send in your tracks to Pens Producer at live.com. That's PENSPRODUCER. And we'll definitely put you in rotation. And I promise you that you will know exactly why in the near future. With that being said, we're going to keep the show rolling and we are going to take our very next caller. Caller from the 318 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic E and CBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Love Me Do. Girl, you bring laughter and sunshine when you call. Love Me Do.
Sure do. Oh, happy.
Hey y'all, this is Love Me Do.
What you gonna do for us, sister?
Oh my gosh. Tonight I have a piece titled Across My Heart. The title of this piece is Across My Heart. Your name is signed across my heart. We are not very apart. Your name was not there from the start. At that time, we were up close and personal. At that time, neither of us was to each other devotional. We wanted to do our own thing. We were mean to each other and played childish games. Now, I know that my name will be the name of fame as a result of what's about to happen to you. Yeah, to me, I should have said stranger danger, but neither of us had a clue that we were getting ourselves into. Across my heart, your name is there. Love is just like life. It just ain't fair. Someone you thought you would simply hate turns into a love that you cannot erase. I did not want it to happen. You did not either. Where is your name? Across my heart. But I really wanted it to be outdoors. I wanted someone else's name to be there, not yours. I forced someone else's there for years, and it brought me a life of pain and nothing but rainy days that looked like sunshine, but nothing but blood, sweat, and tears. But it was nothing but blood, sweat, and tears. Fears of what others would say of being true to myself and not reaping real wealth had me stuck on stupid SOS with someone else's name on my atrium and literally was killing me and all of the other leaves. I have to finally let go and let you know what happened. What happened next to your name was permanently written across my chest, a big tattoo across my heart that is true, and it is not because I wanted it. I still don't like it to flaunt it, and that name across my heart is all because of meeting, spending time, and falling in love with who? You and I know that your name, my name, is written across your heart, too, and that's the piece.
Wow. Love me too. With across my heart. All right now, sister. Put it down.
All right.
Eat that in.
Me too.
Miss Love Me Do, we so appreciate you for sharing your voice always. And you know you how welcome and loved you are, so I don't have to say it.
Okay, well, thank y'all. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. All right. That was Miss Love Me Too. Love Me Do. Bringing you with across my heart. All right, Miss Lady. Thank you.
What are you doing there to the bed?
Okay. Have a good night's sleep. All right, that was Miss Love Me Do, y'all. We so appreciate her for sharing her voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We're going to keep the show going here, and we definitely have you know, some new faces, some old faces, and some seasoned faces, I should say. But we always got to keep it in rotation of our other artists, and that is what we're going to do. Next, play another piece from one of our favorites here, and keep the show going. How about that? All right, we're going to play Miss one of our dear friends. We're going to play Mr. R. Yearby, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2, with The Rosary of Denial first, and then we'll come back with another track with Miss the Oracle with Luna Affair. All right, this is Mr. Bad Boy Number 2.
You came to me silently, like thieves in my temple. How dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight? But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin, like it's without sin. Should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable, just unthink the thinking of what others think they know? All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, place it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts for my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath, while I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me. Can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
Mike, Detroit, and all our global listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Poetic Energy and Stevie G. That was Mr. Ray Nye, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number 2 with the Rosary of the Nile. And we are definitely going to keep the show rolling here. My co-host is going to say, spit another piece, and then we're going to put another track in rotation or perhaps take another caller. So we're going to get it popping off. Mr. Stevie G, take the floor and the mic and do your thing.
All right, this piece is entitled The Sensational You. You are my tranquil moments in time when I need to ease my pain. Granted to me by God, you've come, a precious flower, withered none. Only you know my weakness, my heart, my fears. I speak this to the sensational you, you the sensational. Captivating me so thorough, entering my heart like there's no tomorrow. Pleasuring me without a single touch, the treasures of my thoughts. In you lies my faith and trust. This is love's power over lust. Open your hands to hold my heart. I pray our love will never part. That's my peace.
All right, Mr. Stevie G, that was so beautiful, like always. I so appreciate that and love that piece, TBG. Beautiful, beautiful.
Hey.
I always knew it was.
Hey.
All right, we're going to keep the show going here, and we're going to take the very next caller on the air. Caller from the 413 area code. You are currently on the air with Poetic G and TBG. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello. My name is Mylene. I'm from Springfield, Mass.
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
Great. Glad to make it.
I'm very glad I could make it. The computer issues, I'm doing good now. Well, the piece I have to read is called Collar.
Okay.
Would you like me to read that now?
Sure.
All right. Collar. Don't judge me. Look deeply inside, see my sexual soul bared for all to witness. Hands bound tightly, back and arm muscles stretched, legs caressed and icy chains bolted to the cement floor by the ankle's delicious agony. Don't judge me. Become my ghostly companion as I crawl to your side. Eyes cast lovingly, adoring me to the air. Tether scratching my wrist. Burning hotly on the skin of my back. Don't judge me. Try to understand the inside, my yearning for the beloved collar. Why do I love it so? My lover plays with it, his callous fingers manipulating the leash, smiling as he sits. Are you ready, my beautiful one, to be loved? My heart beats are quickening, my inside screaming for release. I humbly whisper, yes, my love, yes. I'm afraid to read the rest of it, but it's my first time reading it aloud. I'm used to writing and letting people read it.
Are you sure? You're free to read it. You're free to read the entire piece.
Okay, I'll finish. Collar, why am I on my knees, you ask? Why does this piece of handled flesh stir such heated passion? Am I immoral? Am I deviant? Finding sexual gratification in a mere strap of leather? Squeezing my delicate neck and my psychotic soulless, experiencing a sense of emptiness where my neck is but bare skin, crying desperately until its coldness is felt once more. I need it desperately. Collar, but don't judge me. Feeling the need to psychoanalyze, label me as lost and insane. Don't print bullshit nonsense about reverting to some warped, twisted, Americanized sexual slavery. Do not spout hateful litanies which taunt, hurt, spit, vex. Open your heart and mind. I am not deviant. I am free. I am loved. You understand? My bondage, my discipline. Sadist, masochist, unconditional, beautiful love only found here. My lovely release, nothing scripted, only accepted by two lovers. whose partnership is deliciously infinite. And that's it.
All right.
Dear sister. Yeah.
Thank you for allowing me to call in.
That, see, that was not bad at all. And you were crazy to call in.
Yeah, love in the chat room.
Yes, we so appreciate you for sharing your piece with us, and you're always welcome to come back here on the Poetic Dynasty Network station. Oh, okay, I see her call dropped. Okay, sister, I know you can probably still hear us because I know you're signed into the chat room, but we love you for that piece and feel welcome all the time. All right, we're going to take this time to play Luna Love Affair by the Oracle, and we'll be back with some more poetry, y'all. But this is one of my favorite artists as well, Luna Love Affair.
A white moon with a blue haze halo surrounding it, and dark thunderous clouds engulfing it, then parting slowly, rhythmically, sensually. It reminded me of a passionate encounter. Aloha, welcome to paradise, where blue skies, turquoise waters, kissing rains, and gentle breezes are the norm. Standing naked in the jacuzzi, giving praise and performing a ritual moon dance in honor of the moment, all because you were my loner. Jealous lover, the clouds part in obedience, arms outstretched, awaiting the arrival of Mother Wisdom, silence droning on in anticipation of the moment when a word would be spoken and heard. Only because he wants her. Of the night, can this be real? This bliss enveloping, caressing, loving me so carefully, tenderly. The lady smiles, then and in that moment, her thunderous, foreboding lover engulfs her. Her smile flickers, and she is gone. All because he was, he truly, truly was. Her lunar love affair. Yes, he was her. Luna, love affair. Yes, he was. Sitting down, I contemplate what has just happened. I realize my sexual encounter with nature, though brief, will have a lasting effect. Somehow, I am changed forever for the good. For all of my life, all because you were, you truly, truly were. My Luna love affair.
jacuzzi, at one with nature, God, the universe, and me.
Yes, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was the Oracle with Luna Love Affair. That is one of my all-time favorite tracks of hers, and I'm so glad that she sent it to the show for us to keep into rotation. Definitely a show favorite. What do you think about that, Stevie D?
I think she did a fantastic job. I think the girl is extra talented. She's extremely talented. She gets my vote for talent.
I know that's right, yes. All right, we're going to keep the show going here. I am going to read a piece very quickly here because I see the time is winding down. But this piece is entitled Accepting to Grow. I'm kind of losing my voice today, you guys, so bear with me. I was incarcerated in my own body. I no longer wanted to be desirable to my male counterpart, my precious as my beholder. He stripped me of my mental and inner peace, but he stalked my life with his predatory ways. He gave me not an opportunity to know my admirer. Instead, he left me in the dark, full of fear, wondering if he was just an admirer or someone that was capable of harming me. He altered my thoughts. I no longer wanted to display the mere mystery of sexy. I just wanted to be hidden. So I allowed gluttony to become my everyday garb and hoping to become undesirable, not realizing that admiration is also provoked by personality. My plan of becoming undesirable did not work. Instead, his stalking became worse. He flooded my job with anonymous calls just to say my name and inquire if lunch for me would be the same. Little did he know that he gave me a clue to who he was. Now I had a bit of information to give to the fuzz. He had to be someone that worked in the mall with me, because how else would he know that I would be standing in the entrance door modeling fine jewelry in the middle of the showroom floor? He was obsessed with me and vexed me, and I didn't know who my admirer was. He stripped me of my mental and inner peace. He made me become a person I've never aspired to be, a female living powerlessly. All I believed in was the Almighty God, and I knew that he had always taken care of me. Fear seemed to take over me and dismantle my belief of the power of the deity, and that bothered me because God has always taken care of me. So why again am I allowing this stalker to scare me when I have my posse of angels assigned to me? And that's my piece, Accepting to Grow.
All right, sister.
We're going to keep...
Say that.
What was that thing you
said? I said, all right, say that, sister.
Yes. All right, we're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 313 area code, you are currently on the air with Poetic E and Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Poetic Emotion, Poet Emotion.
Hey, lady, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, great. Okay. Great to hear your voice.
Yeah, I know it's been a while.
So what you got to do for us this evening?
The title is called Love Always.
Okay.
I knew the moment I saw you, things would never be the same, and my whole world has changed. It was a strange feeling that could not be explained, but surprisingly, you chose me, and I'll never be in love like this again. The second time I saw you, that sweet grace had overshadowed my soul. In spite of what I do, you said, I still love you. And it brought tears to my eyes. This love in which I truly confide, and just with peace and ease I can fly. Just know that I'm near your heart, a never-ending part that will not fade away, but will soon unite us in a different place. Love always, and that's my piece.
Very nice.
All right.
sweet. Love always.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear sister, for sharing your voice. We definitely missed you, and we're glad you came out this evening.
I'm glad. I'm here, too. Thank you.
I think it's safe to say she X'd that piece.
Yes, ma'am, you did. Lovely, lovely piece.
Thank you.
All right, the time is running. Thank you, Ms. Poet X in Motion. All righty. We are winding down with time, Detroit, and all our global listeners. So we're going to have to send it out. Send you out with a few messages here. We are definitely, again, I want to announce to, if you want to put a track in rotation on the show, send it in to PENSPRODUCER@live.com, PENSPRODUCERS@live.com. And we definitely will put you in rotation. We have a reason why we're doing that. And we will definitely keep you posted as to why that is. And, of course, one of the reasons is to show you guys some love. But I just want to thank all the people who called in and all the people who hung out with us this evening in the chat room. We so appreciate your presence always. I want you to tune into one of our seven-day, we run a show now 7 days a week. So feel free to attend one of those sessions. Monday we have live strawberry confections and chocolate letters, which airs at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosted by myself and Ms. Kay Queen. We have Tuesday, Dr. Doris Martin School with Here's to Your Health, which airs 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday evening, we have Erotic Central Sheets, the Strong Island Open Mic Zone, which is obviously hosted by none other than Ms. Strong Island herself.
Strong Island!
And then we have Thursday, of course, our regular open Thursday night, open mic night hype, hosted by myself and Mr. Stevie G. And then Friday, I host in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Spoken Word Billboards and Afternoon Radio Mix, where we keep it all live and keep all artists in rotation. And then there's Saturday, we have Mr. Yayushoed with On The Way. It's just an open forum discussion show, and he comes with various topics. And then Sunday we have Miss April Gardner in and plays. So we definitely would hope that you get an opportunity to check out one of those shows as well if you get the time. But we certainly love you and appreciate you, and we want to say good night. Everybody have a great sleep, and hope you have a pleasant and prosperous day tomorrow. And we're going to take it out a little bit funky for y'all with DJ Oski. Love you guys. Good night.
You are now listening to a DJ Oski exclusive.
Watch it, burn it, leave it, don't matter. watch it turn it, leave it, stop for matter.
Let's get it.